Roundtable Podcasts, underwritten by Proctors, the Capital Region's premier performing arts center featuring the best in entertainment from Broadway and around the globe. Proctors.org.
Elizabeth Esty, of course, nobody knows tragedy from Guns Gone Amok more than the state of Connecticut does. Maybe you could sort of precis the whole thing for us.
Sure. Having gotten elected just about 5 weeks before the horrific, horrific tragedy in Newtown, this has become a really core issue for me. And I think needs to be for whoever represents this congressional district for the foreseeable future. You know, until we get common sense gun violence prevention efforts in this country. And that was underscored by yet another school shooting just this past week. And if you need, there have been 87 shootings since Newtown, and it is just intolerable and shameful that the U.S. Congress has not taken the kind of action that we ought to. And here's the deal, Alan. We can respect the Second Amendment rights of lawful gun owners and keep our children safe. These two things do not have to be in tension. We are a great enough, smart enough country to do both. And the simplest way to do that is to support a comprehensive background check bill at the federal level. Because when we do the state-by-state approach, and New York has been a leader on this, certainly Connecticut has been an extraordinary leader, California has been, but all of the law enforcement officials, and again, I try to take my advice from people who are on the ground and know their issues well, whether it was Ebola that we talked about last time or law enforcement when we're talking about gun violence prevention this time. They all say the most important thing we can do is make sure that every single commercial sale of a gun has to go through a background check to ensure that the person is not a felon, is not a domestic violence abuser, and is not dangerously mentally ill. That can be done in a matter of seconds or minutes. And the national system properly funded, and I've worked to help do that. I helped co-author an amendment, the only thing that has passed in this Congress, last May, $19.5 million we were able to get the House of Representatives with bipartisan support to put additional money into the National Instant Criminal Background Check System to allow states to give them funding to put their records into the system so we have accurate checks. That makes a real difference, and we stop thousands of people every year. It's a system that if it is universal in terms of applying to all commercial sales, it will make a real difference. And this is one where my opponent in this election and I really differ. He's historically gotten an A rating from the NRA. This year he still has an A rating from the Gun Owners of America. I don't know if you know them. It's a more extreme group than the NRA. He recently waffled on his position and said, well, he'd support background checks, but then he won't say that he'll support the piece of legislation that I'm a co-sponsor of in the House. He won't commit to doing that. And the local group in Connecticut has continued to support him, saying they are confident that he was confused and that if he had to take a vote, he wouldn't vote to change the federal law. So my bottom line is this is a core issue. We need someone for this district to stand up and be strong and not waffle and not placate the NRA and the gun lobby, but do the right thing to keep our children safe, whether they're walking to school or in a classroom or in a playground, whether it's in a city or in Newtown.
Let me go from that eloquent statement, which I so heartily agree with, to the concept of jobs. Still, the number one issue for so many people is jobs in America. How are we doing?
Well, we're doing better, but not well enough. I think the big concern is not just jobs, but it's well-paying middle-class jobs. There's a reason that I'm a strong supporter of raising the minimum wage. We need to make sure that it pays to work in this country. And it's hard to feed a family when you aren't making enough money to do that. So another point of difference between me and my opponent on minimum wage. Too many folks in our state, in Connecticut, are working hard but struggling to make ends meet. And too many of our young people are having difficulty finding jobs. It's a reason that I've put a lot of effort into manufacturing, which has been a core strength of Connecticut's historic economic robustness, as well as a particular focus on STEM education. and that's science, technology, engineering, and math. Just a couple of weeks ago, we were able to get a $1.7 million federal grant for one of the local community colleges, Naugatuck Valley Community College, for its to enhance its manufacturing program. And it is placing students who graduate from this one-year program, are getting good-paying jobs. 90% of the students who complete this one-year program are getting jobs on graduation. And they're well-paid jobs. They start out well-paid, and they get better paid because they're high-skilled, high-wage jobs, and they don't require a four-year degree. So we have a lot of opportunities to do better. And I'm finding, you know, the companies, the educational institutions, and the other folks in Congress who are working hard to try to promote U.S. manufacturing, level the playing field for American workers, and really ensure that we're supporting our teachers so they can be the best, most effective, and most enthusiastic instructors of math and science, computer coding, and engineering that we can possibly have.
I can't believe that trickle-down economics still seems to be the argument against raising the minimum wage. But, Elizabeth, there's no way that that Republican Congress is going to vote for raising the minimum wage in a significant manner, is there?
There ought to be. They ought to see the wisdom of doing it. I mean, Connecticut's done the right thing, and states that are doing the right thing, like Connecticut, shouldn't be punished by a race to the bottom in states that don't pay workers enough to feed their families. It is wrong, Alan, that someone who works 40 hours a week is raising a family in poverty. And to those who say, well, it's an entry-level job, it's never meant to be a full-time job, it is a full-time job at minimum wage for many workers in this country, and women in particular. So I think I have a particular mission to make sure that there is a wage that reflects the reality of what it costs to raise a family in this country. And I'll strongly advocate, I don't know how long it's going to take to get that passed, but it's the right thing, whether it's on guns or on jobs. We are a smart enough country to eventually do the right thing.
So I've only got 2 minutes. I've only got 2 minutes left with you, but this business about the distance between the people who have the most and the people who have the least, which keeps getting wider and wider and wider. When you talk to your colleagues in the House, particularly on the other side, the Republican side, what are they saying about that?
Well, I think there's still this belief I'm sad to say, in the trickle-down economics. I will say I was at a student forum at my local high school, Cheshire High School, this morning, and my opponent, Mark Greenberg, was talking about the Laffer curve and lowering marginal tax rates on the wealthy and making sure that people, which is basically middle-class families, are paying more. And I couldn't disagree more. I just think that has proven to not work effectively. We need a tax system that is fair. We need to invest in education, in infrastructure, in transportation, in basic R&D, and we need to do that in a fair way. And I don't think the answer is making middle-class families pay more taxes.
Our guest, of course, is Elizabeth Esty. She's a congresswoman from the beautiful Connecticut 5th District, and she's been in office since 2013. Elizabeth, we always love having you, and we hope you'll continue to keep coming back.
Well, I hope I have an opportunity to, and always great to be with you, and a gorgeous day. Thanks so much, Alan.